You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bobby, I think this is our most relatable podcast topic yet.
Seen a lot of people asking for this one.
Yeah, and that's because we're doing School is Creepy.
Very creepy.
And everybody goes to school.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
Or homeschool, to school, some sort of school.
Most people know about school.
Most people have heard of school.
For sure.
So yeah, this is one of the topics I feel like everybody has experienced. And it's creepy, just like everything else.
It's very creepy. I literally have nightmares about school very often. It's my most reoccurring nightmare.
About going to school?
I have reoccurring nightmares that I'm back in high school and I have to like take tests or whatever it is. But it's always a little bit different, but it's always the same. I'm always back in high school and I have to go back and take my senior year over again.
So just being in high school is your nightmare?
Well, it's weird because I liked high school. It was easy. I was with all my friends. It wasn't really, you know, difficult. I think, so this is why I think it all stems from. So I'm going to out myself a little bit. I hope Rutgers isn't watching.
As you're wearing
I'll
their
try
hoodie.
And be a little discreet, I guess.
As you're wearing their hoodie yeah. proudly today.
So my last semester at school, I had a professor who let me take the class without ever going to the class.
Just don't out your professor.
I'm not. So he was like, at the end of the year, you'll just do like a project or a paper on whatever you want or whatever I give you. And that's how I'll grade you. And I'm like, cool. Sounds good. So, cause I was interning pretty much 5 days a week at where we met at Fuse. So he was like, you're working, you're already in an industry you want to be in. You're doing great. So I don't really feel like you need to do anything.
To specify, this is college, not
college.
High school.
Okay. I said that. In college. So I emailed him a couple, like a month or so before the semester is going to be over. And I think I was taking like three classes. This was one of them. One I would go to at nights, like once or twice a week. And I forget the other one. Might have just been two or three. Anyway, so I email him. I'm like, hey, what did you want me to do a paper on? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. So he just gave me an A.
So what does that have to do with you having nightmares about being in school?
Because
you didn't actually take
it. I didn't actually do it. I'm like afraid that I'm going to have to go back.
But also like, what do you need your college degree for now?
Nothing. What do you need?
doesn't matter.
I know.
There, I just solved your nightmare.
Tell that to my brain.
Remind yourself when you're in your nightmare, like, oh, even if I didn't actually get my degree, I don't need it now. I'm good.
I just hated tests. I hated them. I'm not good at mindless memorization of stuff.
Do you want to know? I had one teacher my entire college. I think he was on tenure. Which, wait, by what? The way, I think tenure is BS. Like,
that's where you like,
talk
can't
about,
be fired, right?
Yeah, talk about taking away any sort of incentive to actually be a really good teacher.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I think teachers need to be compensated way more than they
for
do.
For sure, absolutely.
But like, tenure is not the way to go. Like, give them more money. Don't give them tenure.
It gives them like immunity, right?
What?
It gives them like immunity?
It basically, yeah, they can't get fired unless they like do something really messed up.
So weird. Why is that
I don't understand. I think it's because you served the community technically all your
life. So now you just got to give kids crappy.
Yeah, but like you could basically be a terrible teacher as long as you're not like.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that much.
Physically harming another person. Like yeah. you could literally just be like, you're going to watch TV.
Exactly.
For your entire class.
You're going to waste your years or your parents' money on this yeah, class
because this teacher nothing. Has tenure. So I'm pretty sure the one teacher I had in college had tenure because he was really old. And our final was taking a walk in the park together. I mean, we were together. I didn't. You know what's funny?
Wait, what?
I passed, but I didn't. I went toward the park with all of them. And then I was like, this is a waste of time and left. So
you didn't even do that?
So I didn't even do the final, but I still passed because I technically was there. But he doesn't. Yeah,
he didn't. Remember.
Our class was big. So like it was a college class.
You were all there. I saw you.
But like what the easiest thing I could have done, I still was like, nah. But I'm like, I was a busy person. I'm not going to go take a walk in the park for a final. What am I going
to do? Why not? Go get a little exercise. How long did you have to do it for? Do you remember?
The whole class. The class time. So like an hour.
In Central Park?
Yeah, in Central Park.
Your final was to go walk around in Central Park and you didn't even want to do that.
I didn't do that. I went and got a coffee.
See, isn't school important? Maybe he was going to teach you guys stuff right at a surprise.
I know he could have. I could have missed out on.
Could have been the walk of your life.
A really big life lesson.
Yeah.
I'll never know. That's why even if you think it's dumb, you should go to it because you never know. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, well, we got to start at college. I was going to start.
We could start younger. Go back now, backtrack a little.
And what's funny is we get to relive all of this when Melody starts school, which I'm very excited for. Yeah. Not very excited. That sounds bad. Like, oh yeah, she's going to be gone all day at school. I'm very excited to see like when she comes home like,
yeah.
at the end of the day.
For I'm her
like,
to learn.
What did you learn?
Make
did
friends.
You make friends? I mean,
face
but there's
challenges.
There's also going to be like the hardships of was somebody mean to you? Did you not do good?
Of course. That's life. That's gotta go funny. Through it.
But I'm excited to see what school is like. A, from the perspective of a parent now.
And
B,
changed.
From how it's changed since we were in school.
I hope because it's changed.
It probably hasn't.
I'm sure it hasn't.
Yeah. Like the, as far as early education. So let's break this down. When
go
you
ahead.
Go to early education, I was thinking about this the other day because we're on opposite ends of this school spectrum.
Yeah.
I was like straight A student. I did really good.
I wasn't F's. I wasn't terrible.
I know, but like I did really good with tests. I didn't have a problem with studying. I liked writing papers.
I liked
doing
papers.
Book reports. And, like,
I liked book reports. I didn't like tests. I just hated tests. I think tests are dumb. I don't think they serve a purpose. There's no point in your life where you have to just memorize things.
But be specific. I think tests are important in specific situations, such as like being a doc, like when you actually have to remember things to do your job.
Okay, true.
But I don't think it's necessary when you're young.
Yeah.
And you need to memorize the dates of when historic events happen.
I understand.
Like, I don't remember any of them, and it has not affected.
I
could Google it now. Like, what year did this take place?
Yeah, exactly. The best was when teacher picked, you're not going to have a calculator with you at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Little did they know we'd have the world at
I don't think
fingertips.
Any teacher says that anymore.
Well,
they
can't. Yeah, it's like,
they can't.
We
it's
have
a lie.
Phone. Tests serve a purpose. I understand that. I understand that they're there to like prove you learned, to prove that you did hard work, et cetera, and that you learned the subject. I just don't think they're good for everybody. Because I was a good student. I got good grades. I worked hard. I just didn't remember stuff well.
Yeah. Well, my brother was the same way. Like, he's a smart guy and he's got a really good job now, but like, he did terrible with tests.
Yeah. And I studied. I studied.
Yeah.
A lot.
No, I don't think tests makes kids feel dumb when they shouldn't.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of kids that are very smart, but feel dumb because they didn't do good on tests.
Or give them lifelong nightmares.
Yes.
Trauma.
Like, I think projects are a really good show.
Yeah. Because it's teamwork.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what could take the place of tests though, because if you don't have something to work toward, then kids aren't going to care.
Well, it should be your cue.
Like when people raise their hand and they're like, "Is this going to be on the test?" and the teacher's like, "No," they just shut down. They're like, "Well, I don't even know this. I'm not going to pay attention."
I didn't have a problem with like quizzes where they were small, what you just recaps of like the week. But when it was like a final where it was everything you learned throughout months. that you're going to have to remember something you learned months
about
ago.
About the SATs.
Yeah, that was dumb. I think it did okay on them too. Like,
that's like a state testing is a big debate yes. around here. I know it's not every state, but like, I don't know if New Jersey is a big debate. I haven't looked at it. But in New York, it's like a big thing. Like they're deciding if they should get rid of it.
I just don't think it's an accurate measurement of someone's. It's dumb
because they used to give it to us and they'd be like, we would always ask like, does this impact our grade at all? And they'd say no. And so you don't really care how you do.
Yeah.
And then if you do bad, but then they try to like educate us. They'd be like, well, you know, if you do good in these
tests, get more money.
It gives us more financing. Then we could do cool things for you. But like as kids, you're just like, I don't care.
Exactly.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It feels to me, and I'm saying this half-heartedly because school serves a purpose, and I believe everyone should... Yeah, go to school, get an education. But it just feels like glorified daycare.
That I mean, kind of.
Our society was set up that parents go to work 9 to 5 and that the kids go to school and after school.
Well, what's weird is no, society wasn't framed that way. Society was the wife stayed home originally back in the day. Yes. Early society. Well, like the wife stayed home and cooked and cleaned.
Can't afford that anymore.
And the kids went to school and the dad went to work.
And then companies decided, no, we just need more. We need to make more money and make everything more expensive. Inflation and all that fun economic.
I do think a lot of parents treat it like daycare, though. And that's why they always like dump everything on the teachers.
Yeah.
And I have such a soft spot for teachers. I mean, I have a sister who's a teacher.
I'm going to say a lot of bad things about school, but this is not at the expense of teachers.
It's not the teachers'
fault. I feel teachers should. I've had a lot of great teachers. The guy I was talking about before was honestly one of the best teachers I had. I became friends with him. I became friends with him. We played tennis. We went out for like drinks and like food and stuff.
Oh god!
Because we made a relationship, and I learned. I remember his classes. I remember learning stuff. But yeah, I just have a hard time with school, and I hope it's better. And excited to see what it's like.
I have learned one of our friends is a trainer and he trains a kid who is in school. And he said that they're taking classes. It's called like, it basically teaches you about taxes.
That's good.
And it's like entrepreneurial something.
Yeah.
And the kid's young, but they teach you like how to start, how you could run your own business someday, how you could do taxes. And I was like, that's, I didn't have that.
Young kids.
I would love that.
You see a lot of examples on social media of young kids starting companies, whether it's, I've seen like kids make money through NFTs or other artwork. Kids, they flip stuff. They, go to garage sales and they flip stuff on eBay.
I mean, the things that actually matter, like the things that could put you in jail, like not knowing how to do your taxes. Yeah. They don't teach you. Like, no. I never learned that. The thing, like, if you want to start a business, you got to figure it all out on your own, which I guess is part of it. But at the same time, that scared me.
Put your phone on silent. We are recording a podcast. How rude.
I had it on volume because we're going to listen to, I had it on volume.
I had
the volume on because we're going to listen to voicemails later.
Yes. All right, let's refocus here.
Okay.
So I can stop. I'm going to start ranting, speaking nonsense.
I know.
So we're going back in time. Grade school.
Yeah, grade school. What do you remember about grade
just
school?
My friends. I was the mayor of Micro Village in like first grade.
Is Micro Village?
So it was, this was cool. So it was.
Okay. Watch, we're going to recap and be like, all right, it wasn't as bad as we were.
This is first grade. This is really cool. We basically had like our own little town. I think it was a couple classes. And we'd have like a post office and the firefighters. And like we'd go to the gym and like
that's cool.
Do stuff. And I was, I don't remember how or why, but I became the mayor. Like I ran for mayor. I don't know why. I don't know what I was. I had to give a speech in front of like all the parents. I remember
when you were six, it was first grade.
First grade.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I wanted to be the mayor. I don't, I used to have such ambition in life and then it all just got squandered. School squandered my ambition.
I mean, that sounds cool.
It was more, I
did
remember
people
like
vote for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I was just cool. People just liked me. I was a cool kid. That was one thing that, so my favorite thing of school was just having friends and people to interact with. And I will say something for me, like I was friends with everyone from the goths to the jocks and everyone in between. I was just a friendly kid. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just easily liked, likable.
Is this still grade school you're talking about?
Everything.
Okay.
I was just the best throughout all school.
I was
school.
Just the best.
Yeah. I don't really have any. I have just weird memories of like my friends and I just doing things in class, weird stuff. No specifics. Middle school, eighth grade, middle school was
no,
like.
You're moving on.
All right, go ahead.
I didn't get to mine.
Go ahead.
You're moving too fast. No, I was going to say my. I only,
recess. I loved I have, recess.
I have like four really specific memories. Well, first of all, to preface, I did half of my grade school in public school. And then I did half of my grade school in Catholic school. And both were very, very different.
I'm sure.
So public school, I remember. I have like really vivid memories, not of like the classes themselves and what I learned, but like in the morning you would get dropped off before you could get dropped off, I think up to an hour before school started. And you would hang out in this auditorium.
At Catholic school?
No, this is public school.
Oh, okay.
And there was like an auditorium and on stage they would choose, like you could raise your hand when they were choosing people and they would sing like, do you know the Tootsie Roll song? To the left. We would do that. Like they would call you. You had to raise your hand and be chosen. So like every day I would like try to get up there and
to
it was like
and
a special
it?
Thing. No, to go do the dance. Like to the left. You had to like follow the dance.
Did
the
you get a
Tootsie
roll after? Is that why you wanted to do it?
I don't think we got a Tootsie Roll after. It was that. There was like two other songs. They did like three songs and then you could like.
So you just wanted to go up and dance?
You just wanted to go up and dance. That was nice. It was just like six, seven.
I wanted to be a mayor and you wanted to dance to the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, and I wanted to
look at us now. Look how much it mattered.
And then the other ones I remember is like, oh, we had a class rabbit and each week one different person would take it home for the weekend. So I was always really excited to finally have it be my turn. And then we had a bear that you could also take and you had to write in the book what you did with the bear for the day.
I think we had that too.
Yeah.
A stuffed animal bear.
Yes.
We had a bear, an in-class actual live bear. Started
you
as
had
a
to
cub.
Take him home.
And he just kept growing and eventually we just had to, you know, let him go.
Oh, we hatched ducklings.
I think we did that.
And they imprinted on us and then there was a little courtyard and we would like take them out during our like
that's
free
cute.
Time and they would follow our class around. That was really cute. And then one day they were gone and we asked where they were and they were like, oh, they went on the farm.
They went
so
home.
I don't know where they went. I'm hoping that they...
I'm sure they went to a farm of some sorts. Or just, there's a lake.
I hope not I mean, they were... Oh, people eat duck. But not say, I hope ducklings. They didn't get eaten. Well, really? Eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember like little things like that. Then we went to Catholic school. We didn't really have any little cute things like that because their funding was not as good.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I'm trying to remember. Oh, Catholic school, we did have really good lunches. We had Subway once a week.
What?
And we had McDonald's.
But you said the funding wasn't good.
The what?
You thought you just said the funding
yeah,
wasn't
the parents
good.
Paid for it. You had to like give money at the beginning of the week. And then by like Friday, it was like a special thing. So the parents were paying for
yeah. It's my favorite, like I loved group projects, stuff like that. Class trips were awesome. Those were great.
Oh yeah, class trips. We did take some cool Catholic school class trips. That's why. Yeah, thank you. I was gonna say the public schools, like your taxes pay for that. I mean, I think you still have to give money for class trips and stuff though, and certain supplies. But like for Catholic school or like the private school. thank you, Mom, for paying for all that. You had to pay to like go there. And then you had to pay for most of the stuff that we also did because their funding wasn't the best. I think they shut down, which is sad. I'm trying to think. Then
class trips were awesome. Recess. See, I loved sports. So recess was like,
I hated recess.
I was one of those gym class heroes kind of kids.
Gym class heroes.
Who just loved to go all out in gym and recess. And
yeah, recess was definitely for the boys. We did not care. Like we would sit out there and just like sit and talk to each other or like read books. The girls.
So sexist.
That's just what we did.
So conformist.
I loved lunchtime.
Everyone loved lunch.
Not everyone.
What was your favorite like school lunch?
This is going to sound really sad. most of the time, like during the week, we would, well, okay. In Catholic school, we only had like a lunch given to you once a week. It was like the Friday special one.
Uh-huh.
And I think Tuesdays they made hot dogs or something. But most of the time you had to bring your own lunch.
Okay.
So most of the time it was like peanut butter and jelly or a cold cut sandwich. But my favorite sandwich as a kid is like tuna fish, like a tuna fish sandwich. No other kid really had tuna ever because it's like a smelly, like you have to like keep it good.
Yeah.
My mom would make it maybe once a week and I would get so I had to open it. She made me and she made me tuna fish.
There was this like diced, I guess it was chicken with rice and gravy. I always remember that like growing up, that was really good.
Did you have it as a, I don't even know if in public school, if I had hot lunch.
We had hot lunch every day.
We had pillow milks.
What?
At one point.
Pillow milks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've told you about this. Pillow milks.
Oh, wait, is that the bags?
Yeah, it's the bags of milk. So like a company, I doubt they do it still because they probably learned their lesson.
No, that's the thing. Like in
a company I don't think they do it anymore because their idea was that they could ship them easier and more of them than like the cartons because the cartons take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
However, the company didn't realize that if you're giving children a water balloon that if you jump on it or pound on it on the table, it will explode everywhere. Yeah. Or you could even just like stab it with the straw and then start squirting it at people. Yeah, those did not last long for us. I think we had them for like a couple weeks and the school was like, this is not working.
Pizza was always good.
We had Steakums.
I think we had those too.
In high school. This is high school though.
And my favorite in high school was we had chicken patties. And I'd always get like a double chicken patty. Oh, so good.
Yeah, we had chicken patty.
We had a snack stand and we'd have this like, we called it towel because the ladies would like clean the thing out with like a towel rag or something. It was just like this red Kool-Aid juice. Yeah, it was so good. It's probably so gross.
The best that I tell you, we had like a honey mustard. We had a person, like each day there would be a different person in our group appointed to get the honey mustard because there was this honey mustard that was delicious. To this day, I think it's Ken's honey mustard.
Yeah.
This honey mustard was so good that for years after I got out of high school, I was trying to find it.
So you would just pick someone to like go get it?
So one person would go get it because it would run out by the time, like halfway through lunch.
Oh, yeah.
So before everybody would go get their food, one person would go get the honey mustard, like a tray of honey mustard, and bring it to the table so that everybody could have it.
I always had like all my friends in my lunch, which was random and cool. But anyway, I think it started when we were like sophomores and juniors, but when we were seniors, it was out of control. We would like rock, paper, scissors, and whoever lost would have to take up all the trays for the table. And then everyone would yell at them, be like, tray, bitch, and all their stuff.
And throw so food, different in school.
Throw food at them. And like, I was chatting with my friends about it today. When we were like seniors, we had freshmen like insulting us and yelling at us as we were like carrying up 15 trays, all like gross food. And there was times where like, it would like spill all over people.
Wow, that sounds fun.
It was awesome. Really exhilarating. Because we all like, we were like rocking it out and stuff. Yeah. And then like, obviously you'd celebrate when you like get out and then it comes down to the last couple people.
I was going to say, I was the type of person though, that once I ate with my main group of friends, I would get up and go like hang out with at other tables.
Oh.
Like, because I was the same. I knew a lot of people.
Ah.
But I was saying when you said goth, like we did have the goths and we had like, everybody was like the skater group.
Yeah.
The the stoner group.
This was like the early 2000s, 90s.
But then we also had Green Girl.
Green Girl.
She literally every day would only wear green. She dyed her hair green.
It's awesome.
She wore green makeup every day. And I remember like thinking, I was just like, that's so weird. Why would she do that? And now thinking back, I'm like, that takes dedication. You know what time she got up?
I'd love to know the story of that, like how it became.
I know. I don't. And she hung out with the goths. So like she looked like a goth, but instead of everything being black, everything was green.
Nice.
I was like,
green goth.
Kind of respect it now.
She's part of the green goth clan.
She was part of the goths, but she wanted to also stand out.
Nice.
Because goths are all about like, it's like that song I showed you. It's like about being nonconformist.
Yeah.
But technically all you're all conforming to like to look the same. So it's kind of, she was the true nonconformist.
I don't think goths is the thing anymore.
I don't think so either. It's,
I think that's,
e-boy. Well then e-boys
that style and girls is like still around, but I don't think they're called goths. Yeah.
Well then there was like the e-boy, e-girl phase, which was similar. Then there was the soft girl. Yeah. There's
the soft girl.
Yeah. It's called soft girl, soft girl, soft boy. It's just an aesthetic. You gotta learn this, Bobby. Gotta learn. but yeah, I mean, that was pretty much like elementary, high. Somebody that asked us to do this topic was like, you should talk about it because it's creepy that you have 20 to 30 kids being taken care of by one adult all day.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, that's terrifying. But like for the adult,
I don't know how teachers do it. I don't know how they do it.
Some of them got like, and I always said, if I was a teacher, I would only teach college because I know that they want to be there. Or little kids, because in high school, I was the person that like felt horrible.
Oh, yeah.
When like our jerk classmate would do pointing
to me?
The teacher.
I was nice. I was a good
boy. I've seen teachers cry.
Like, I was friends with a lot of people who were not so nice at times. So I took a pottery class, it was ceramics, but my friend knew how to do like the pots, pots. So we would do that, but he was abused by people because he was too nice.
Oh no.
And just kind of goofy. Yeah. I mean, just absurdly abused. And it got to a point where like students had to start sticking up and be like, come on, like, stop. See, we like
that,
this guy.
That hurts my heart. I was too, I'm too sentimental of a person to like watch people be mean to somebody else and not say anything.
Anything. Things were said. People like, it's one thing to do like kind of stupid stuff, but when it became personal and stuff like that, that's when it's like, all right, come on guys. This guy's cool.
Yeah.
We're I don't understand. We're like, making sculptures.
Like
we're doing paper mache.
For you to be mean to a nice, like there was teachers that were so nice.
Yeah.
And you're just going to pick on them. That's so terrible. Because you have these young. I can understand if your teacher was like a crappy person.
Yeah.
And then you're also mean back.
You have young, like hormonal teenagers.
I guess.
Who are being like for hours a day, you have to sit in a class and be told to do this one thing that they don't want to do.
So, high school is probably the worst.
I'm not making excuses, but it's just
school to high school.
Oh yeah. How do you expect kids who have this all this energy and hormones and whatnot to just sit and just mindlessly listen to a person tell them stuff?
Yeah, I do remember. They were long days.
Yeah.
I would draw a lot.
Yeah.
In my
like history class. Oh, so boring.
Our history teacher was really cool. So that was the only reason.
Had a couple cool ones, but it was just such a boring.
It depends. It depends on your teacher.
Science was cool. It was difficult, but cool.
I hated Spanish. Spanish was my least favorite. And yeah. I never had a Spanish teacher that I loved. So it was always rough.
I think I took Spanish in middle school, but then I took German in high school and she was also abused by students.
Oh God.
And liked me because my mom is from Germany.
Oh, yeah. You got an in.
Everyone liked me. I'm just a likable guy.
Liked me. Maybe you were mean.
I wasn't mean. I was nice to people. I would joke, but I wouldn't like harass them.
Yeah.
For sure. I was not a bad kid. I know this. Stick by it.
At first, I was going to say maybe it was usually young boys, but I will say there was some rough girls.
Let's transition to college now.
College was way better.
Yes, I agree.
There was way less berating of teachers.
Yes, for sure.
And because like what they're not going to put up with it. Like you're paying to be there. You're just thrown out and just keep your money. You don't have to be there.
Exactly. I enjoyed college. I hated taking like the prerequisite classes.
Oh yeah. The first year of college sucks.
The math classes.
Curriculum wise.
I hated math. Hated it. And I just
had to take philosophy.
Yeah, and I took philosophy.
And she treated it like we were all philosophy majors. And it was intense. Like we first got her and people came up. Like I remember me and a bunch of my friend group, we were all, that was the one cool thing. Like you were usually all in the same classes.
Or you could
your
pick,
freshman
yeah.
group because.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because even if you had different majors, you had to take the same prerequisites. So you could kind of like. So for the first 2 years, I was with other friends. And then after that, I didn't really see them anymore in class because we all went to do our own major. But our philosophy teacher, I remember we got warned
seriously?
About. They said there was this one teacher that like, he's not hard at all. And hopefully you get him. Or there's this other teacher that like fails everybody. I'm like, great. We're probably going to get
her. I do remember psychology or what? I think it was psych being difficult because it was all memorization of stuff.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Names, what did they say?
Exactly.
Like, what did they do? I'm like, I still don't know. It was like Aristotle and like,
yeah.
I thought I would love that subject. I should, but like not the way that she taught it. It was like
so
military class.
So I went to Rutgers and I studied exercise science and sports management, which is a long title and weird, but it covered a lot of stuff. So it was everything from like business to coaching. I had to take an accounting class that I also hated. It was really cool. I enjoyed it a lot. I had a lot of cool professors. I worked for the football team. So I was like in it. And I went to Rutgers and I stayed at a thing called Hell Your House. And it was like a cooperative living where it was kind of like a dorm and a fraternity mixed together. I think it was 38 students and we all had to like cook and clean our own. We had positions.
That's really cool. I wish we had something like that.
Awesome. Loved it. We had like vice president, president, historian, food. So I was a food coordinator with my friend and we'd go once or twice a week to like BJ's or Costco and just buy like hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars worth of food. We'd plan a Thanksgiving meal where the alumni would come back. It was really cool. And what I loved most about college personally, for all the stuff that I did is I was just working with so many different people. So I learned about different people, different cultures, how different people work, working through different problems. It wasn't so much the curriculum for me that I enjoyed as much. There was definitely a select couple classes that I did enjoy and feel like I did take some stuff away from them. But in my opinion, one of the most important things of going to college is to learn how to work with other people.
Oh, yeah. And how to be on your own.
Yep.
Because that's like usually most people's first time not being under their parents' roof.
Yeah.
And I remember I cried a lot the first like week or two I was not home, but then I got over it. And then I haven't been back home since because I like doing my own thing. Yeah. But it's definitely a learning curve. It like pulls you out of your comfort zone.
For
sure.
And
puts you with other people. But a lot of those people, you're still friends with the people that you met in college.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
I mean, yeah, same couple people that.
Yeah, I loved college. The curriculum, like I had taught myself, I went to school for TV production and I had already taught myself like how to edit, how to do. So a lot of the classes I took were things I already knew. So it was kind of easy for me and I just like skirted through. But yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved going out, like hanging out with friends.
Oh yeah, all the extracurriculars that come along with college were a lot
of fun.
Yeah,
I loved like going, I don't know, going to get coffee and like just working on my laptop.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, you had your schedule, being able to go, you know, get food, whatever you want to get, and then kind of.
Oh God, that was a big learning curve for me, was learning how to eat properly.
Same.
Because in the beginning I did not. I was like, I
lost
pizza all the time.
Thanks to my friend Justin, who was very harsh at my food choices and eventually got me eating right. Because I worked for the football team, I think I got down to like 135 at one point. No, it was a little before.
Oh.
And my one teacher who I really liked, she was the tennis coach and she taught like a coaching philosophy class. She was awesome. Remember that class was really good.
Yeah.
She came up to me, she's like, are you okay? Are you healthy? Are you on drugs? I'm like, no, I'm just busy working for the football team, eating really good.
Turn your phone off. We're doing a
vibrated
podcast. School's a huge part of what shapes you.
For sure.
Which is also scary because you don't have control, or like, at least as a parent, it's scary because that's like the first time you're letting other people influence your child.
Yeah.
So actually the thing that made me want, I mean, a lot of people have asked us to do School is Creepy, but the main story that I wanted to talk about was somebody asked if we do a School is Creepy one, can I finally tell them the story of the haunted school that I went to? So I don't remember. I guess I had talked about this on my YouTube channel that I
probably mentioned in a video
that the only time I've had like a legit paranormal experience that I can't explain was when I went to visit this haunted school. So I'm going to tell that story now, finally. So when people ask about it again, I can point them to this podcast episode and they can listen to it. But what's funny is I found when I was researching this school again to try and remind myself of all the details of it, I came across my own blog post that I had written back in 2007. I wrote it myself. It is the top, like, search result when you search this school being haunted. My blog post is the top
result. You're going to crash this website once people start listening to this.
I know. I have no, I think it's like through Blogger. Like, I have no access to this website anymore. But the school is called the Salesian School in Goshen, New York.
Okay.
And I'm going to read, I actually just copied and pasted my blog post, being that, I mean, this was in my own words when I was about 16, 17, I wrote this. But I did a lot of research, so it's all in here.
All right, let's do
it. So this is Lauren. This is
16-year-old Lauren.
Lauren writing this, and then I'll expand on it a little bit.
Going back in time.
Yeah. So the history of the Salesian School begins with a man named David Haught. He first built the mansion on the property around 1834 to 1864. When he passed away in 1876, he was buried in the nearby Haught Mausoleum, which was built for his family in 1872. The property eventually foreclosed in 1922. In 1925, the Salesian Fathers purchased the property for approximately $61,000 and opened it as a Catholic resident school for boys. So it was like a boarding school, a Catholic boarding school for boys.
Gotcha.
Where they would stay on the premises and go to school and whatever, but it was only boys there. And this property, so I have personally been here. It's like a town and then this just a plot of land with a bunch of trees that you can't see past the trees. And then there's this big long road and it, like, there's a gate all around the property. But if you go through the gate, there's this big long road that reaches up to, there's a mansion house, what's it called, which was then turned into the actual school building. Then there's like a church, like a chapel. There you go. A little chapel. And there's a graveyard all on this one property.
Creepy.
Yeah. And it was condemned because, let me finish the story and then you'll get more context. We were basically not supposed to be on this property. We were on it. We could have gotten arrested.
Thought I was the bad kid.
I was just visiting. I just wanted to see it.
Just being bad for a day.
The mansion served as... Oh, never mind. So the mansion served as an administration building, and the main schoolhouse was constructed in 1931. So I guess there was like the mansion building and the schoolhouse was attached to it or next to it. On the night of August 9th, 1964, a 9-year-old boy named Paul fell to his death after falling 36 feet off the roof. For some reason, the case has only been reinvestigated in 2006. The new coroner's observation is that the distance from the boy's body to the wall seems too far to suggest that he simply fell off the roof. Disputes over the time of death, uncooperative staff, and students' records missing in a 1970 fire have all been dilemmas in solving the cause of the boy's death. After the boy's death, the school's enrollment declined, although nothing points to the boy's death being the cause, and it was closed in the fall of... So the school was shut down and condemned in 1985, and it stood there all the way until Lil Lauren went there in 2007. it operated as a youth... Oh, wait, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. It operated as a youth center afterwards from 1985 to 1991 until it was closed when the owner sold the property. The mansion has since been condemned after a collapse on one side. So from 1991 to 2007, it was shut down and the mansion collapsed on one side. So that's why they condemned it, to make sure nobody went into this property because it was dangerous.
Danger.
The legend of the Salesian is indeed based in fact, being that the nine-year-old boy, he was attending a summer camp in 1964 at the Salesian school, climbed to the roof at night and mysteriously fell off. The police of the town suspected foul play, but had run out of leads, especially since a fire. So out of context, I wrote this blog post and am all over the place. So I apologize for 16-year-old Lauren's not good writing skills at this point. But basically, it's believed that the spirit of this nine-year-old boy haunts the school. And stories have circulated for years about the abandoned school building, causing mostly teens, in parentheses, like me, to trespass on the site late at night. So basically, the main story was that this nine-year-old mysteriously did die. Like, that was based in fact. They said that it was because he fell off the roof, but when they started trying to investigate it, they thought that it looked suspicious that he was further
thrown,
as if somebody off. Had pushed him or that he ran and jumped off of it. But
true.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they don't know if it was, there's a lot of different aspects of this school.
Well, lot of crime scene investigation back then wasn't as good as it is nowadays.
Yeah. So it has, I tried to look at I linked to all these different news articles that came out about the school. But none of the links worked anymore because it's so old. So basically in 2002, some of the priests that had worked at that school were accused of abusing kids
years ago
at the Salesian school. There was four men like later in life when they grew up, all came together and basically were trying to press charges and file. I think it was too late though, like, because there's a
statute of limitations.
Yeah, there you go. But they wanted to come out and basically say that
they were abused
had happened. Like, four different boys from four different times came out and said that. So one of the theories was that maybe this boy was being abused and either like left to his death or was threatening to say something and one of the priests killed him. Then in 2003, there was two teenagers broke into the school for fun and basically accidentally caused a fire at the school. That's what ruined all the documents that still there. So that was
in 2003. There were still documents in there?
Apparently, yeah. They just, people just up and left and left everything in it because it got shut down. Usually a lot of people just leave stuff in there if they don't need it.
And when were you there?
I was there in 2007.
Gotcha. All
right. So 4 years later. And then, yeah, there was another article about somebody, like, a lot of paranormal investigators had gone there to film stuff and try to take pictures and get things because people were saying how haunted it was. People went and took video footage there and they caught flying orbs, thermal measurements of cold pockets in the basement air, pictures of a pentagram drawn on the floor of a room, audio recordings of subnormal sounds. And then I wrote my view, 16-year-old Lauren's view, tacked up on my wall is a newspaper article from May 7th, 2005, titled Spirited Demolition. Oh, sorry. So I went to the school before this because it was torn down in 2005.
Okay. Yes.
How old was I then?
I was like, what, is there something over here? No. Staring off in the distance.
I was trying to think how old I was then. I was like 15 when I went. Yeah, I guess that makes sense because I went like my freshman year of high school. That was like the cool, all my friends wanted to go and they were like, it's haunted, we should go.
Back before there was the internet, you had to go.
So basically soon after we went, they decided to tear down the school. I also had friends that went and got arrested because they got caught like hanging out there. So yeah, just don't go to condemned buildings. It's not safe. I did not go in the building. I will say that because I was too scared to fall through a floorboard or get cut with glass. I had friends who went in, but I stayed outside, which I will get to that story.
You were the lookout?
I was the lookout. Yeah, I was the getaway. Me? Well, I'll tell the story after this. I don't think I tell it in this thing. So basically when they, the news article I'm saying was hanging in my room, when they tore the school down, they wrote an article about the things that had occurred while they were tearing the school down. I guess I don't say it. But basically the article, Lauren, 2006-7 Lauren is not very good at being detailed, descriptive. I'm like, I have this newspaper article in my room about it. I'm not really
so I know things.
Basically, they were saying when they were tearing down the school, I still remember this article. They were saying that they usually break all the windows first, I guess, before they start doing stuff because they don't want glass flying everywhere as they're starting to demolition this place. So all the windows were already broken and taken out, broken, whatever. And they said that while they were on the premise, they would hear glass breaking randomly, even though nobody was doing any construction in it. They said they would like feel really cold in certain areas. They said that they would hear and see things that like
spooky.
They couldn't explain. Yeah, that there was like orb sightings. This was in a like a legit newspaper that they were talking about this, by the way. And then I said, do I believe that something ghostly lives there? Yes, I do. I've spent many summer nights here with my friends trying to find something to show us that the stories are true. What we found was, oh, yeah, again, I'm not good at storytelling. I'm just going to say this. I guess the case of the boy dying was just recently reopened as I was talking about this in 2006, but it's still unsolved. I hope a podcast talks about it. That would be awesome. I'm going to submit it. The school, when I went to it, we basically had a group of six of us. It was, we had two stoner friends. Talk about like a true like 90s, early 2000s kid crew. We had two stoner friends, me, one other girl.
me,
one other girl that I wasn't really that good friends with that was just like hanging out. And then my two guy friends. So my two guy friends and the girl were all like, we're going to go in the building. And I was not having it. And the stoners were also freaking out and weren't having it either. So so I was like, I'll stay with you guys. That sounds like a good idea.
Like, you're always so, safe with the stoners.
Yeah. So the other three friends went into the building. But keep in mind, this is like 9-10 o'clock at night. It's pitch black. We had to drive down this really windy road to get to this place. We're in the middle of the woods, and it's like a creepy chapel, no lights anywhere, a graveyard, and then this school building that the three of our friends, we could see like flashlights flying out of the school building as they're like looking through it. So as we're standing there, again, it's 9-10 o'clock at night. We're in the middle of the woods, and we start hearing a child laughing. Like in, so if you looked to our right, like yards away, you could see there was like a pavilion where they used to, I guess, go to eat lunch or be outside or whatever. That was the direction it was coming from, which was
wasn't
also,
coming from. It wasn't coming from the.
No. So the school building. The building with our friends in it was directly in front of us. Okay. It was coming from like the right side yards away. You could hear it like in the distance. So first we were like, maybe it's like a kid, just, I don't know, like in one of the houses outside of the woods, which still seems very far away for us to be hearing it where we were.
Yeah, especially but that, we were that
trying
time
to,
of night.
Yeah, we were trying to justify it to like not freak ourselves out. But then we started seeing like what we thought were shadows going back and forth by the pavilion. And then we started hearing the laughter like coming around us. So like,
oh man.
And it's like 9-10 o'clock at night, and it sounded like a 5-year-old's laughing, not like a kid, not like a teen, like trying to pull
Can
a prank.
You see my goosebumps?
Are you getting goosebumps?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you are.
Oh yeah.
Good. Then I thought my storytelling wasn't that good, but yeah. So, and the craziest part, because I thought maybe I was just amping it up for myself because I knew we were in a scary place, but like all three of us heard it and were following like the noises as we could hear it. And then we ran to the car and left the other thing in the building. They did not hear anything in the building. They didn't hear like the kids laughing, even though we were all like, we were pretty close to where the building was. We were the only ones that heard it outside.
Wow.
Yeah. That's still to this day. And we even drove around because we were like, let's see if we see any sort of like kids or people out, but there's just nobody out because it was 9-10 o'clock at night in the middle
Sounds
of nowhere.
Sounds like you had some experiences with a ghost.
Yeah.
Thing.
That I have two really weird parallel that. And then the one when we do like New Jersey is creepy. I have one about Clinton Road that is still unexplainable to this day as well. That one's even crazier because that was, yeah, we were in a legit horror movie. Me and my friend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
wow.
Yeah. So that's the one time I don't know. I'm more of a skeptical person. When somebody tells me something, I can usually explain it. That's like the one time I could not explain it. And me and my two stoner friends like talked about it constantly. The rest of high school were like, remember that time?
Wow.
And then I never went back there. That was the last time I went. Cause I was like, I can't explain that. that is super creepy. I don't want to go back there. And then it was probably good because my friend got arrested the next time that they went back there.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. The next time they went back, I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, so maybe the ghost is trying to save me. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't come back here. You're going to get in trouble.
Stay away, Lauren. You and the stoners.
It was, it's the creepiest part is that like when we went there, we did not know. We just heard, we were like, oh yeah, a boy died here. But we didn't like know the context. We didn't know how old he was. We didn't know if that was haunting. So then when I read the story and I was like, that's even creepier that like we heard a little kid laugh.
Yeah.
Because they say that that's the kid who still haunts the school because he was never brought to justice. And it's still unsolved. Like they don't know what actually happened.
I have one text. People like going to the bathroom and hearing weird things. So a lot of them are similar.
In high schools? I've heard a lot of
in schools, yeah.
High school bathroom things. I don't know why. What happens in the bathrooms?
A bunch of poopy stuff.
Hi, my name is Ella, and I wanted to tell you guys a story. So basically, I was in like 6th or 7th grade at the time, and I'm in high school now, but my teacher asked me if I would stay after class to help clean the janitor, like help the janitor clean, excuse me. And so every day after class, I would help clean the classes. So as I was cleaning, like the classrooms, you know, I got to know the janitor really well, and we would just clean classrooms. And yeah, so, you know, normal stuff. And then one day, the principal calls me into his office and asks me who I've been cleaning classrooms with. And I'm like, the janitor. And the teacher's like, from our security cameras, that's not the janitor. The janitor has not been here for a while now. So apparently this guy, like, the teacher didn't know that there was no janitor. And there was just this random dude living in the school. The scariest part about this is he was living in the ceiling of the girls' restroom. We found a bunch of pictures and stuff. No need to go into detail about that, but that's my story. That is a true story, and it was not a fun time. So, thank you. Bye.
I was trying not to talk or make noises during that so that you could hear it properly, but oh my God.
Yeah, so that was Ella with that voicemail there.
The visual listeners definitely could see my reactions to that.
Very creepy.
I had not heard that, Bobby.
So I was going through all the voicemails and a lot of them were, like I said, pretty similar. Okay, and then I heard that one.
At first, I was like,
that one's giving me chills.
Well, that did give me chills once they, because at first I was like, is the principal going to say the janitor died 3 years ago? There was nobody on the cameras with you. But no, that's even scarier because that sounds
a creepy person.
But also, I was thinking, because she's like, the teacher asked me to stay behind to clean with the janitor. And then she's like, you know, normal stuff. I was like, what?
So this person left like three voicemails of telling the story. So they said they moved to a different school, and they at the previous school, they liked to help clean the school or something like that.
Okay. I was like, that's weird that you would be asked to help. The janitor is paid to clean the school. I think what she was trying to say is that
she had told, I guess, maybe the principal that she liked doing this. And they said, oh, well, if you want to like
help out
cleaning, I guess you can do it. But
That's terrifying.
Very creepy.
Or the fact that he was living in the girls' bathroom ceiling.
I think people
live I worry in, about that,
that
all the time.
That is horrifying. I'm often checking our house just in case.
Yeah. I think Cassie and I, so I did some video where we were talking about how common, not common, but like how it's not super rare for somebody to be squatting in your house and you have no idea. Like there's videos online where people's security cameras have caught people like coming down from their ceilings and taking food and going back up. That scares the crap out of me. I'm so glad you keep, is that why you're looking at our security cameras? I'm so glad we have security cameras like everywhere in our house, because I feel like at this point, if somebody was in our house and we just never caught them on a camera or hurt or like anything, like bravo. I don't know how you've gotten around our securities.
It's terrifying. But that's the thing is, like, they would have seen this person creeping around.
Wow. Good story. That's how you do a story.
So I had a couple more texts.
Okay.
So this one goes, you know what's creepy? When everything gets silent for no reason. Today in our class, everything just suddenly got quiet. Even the music stopped playing. My friend, who is one of those people who can, like, see or hear ghosts. So he's really into ghosts and stuff. And he said, legend says when a room gets really quiet, a spirit enters or leaves the room. It happened twice. So one enters and another leaves. Apparently the art room at my school is haunted. Anyways, lots of love for Michigan.
I haven't heard that. I've only heard the cold thing.
Yeah, the cold one.
Like when a room just suddenly gets cold for no reason.
Yeah. That you see in movies and a lot.
Well, it's the sixth sense.
All right. Then we have one more text here. Hi, my name is Clara, and this is for when you do the episode School is Creepy. So one day I was in sixth grade, I went to use the restroom, and when I was in there, I started hearing humming of Mary Had a Little Lamb in the stall next to me. Keep in mind, no one else was in the bathroom with me.
Oh.
There was a lot of those, but that one was like a little more creepy.
Yeah.
Especially the way it was written.
I liked those. Thank you for submitting.
Yes, thank you.
And if anybody ever, like I said, we're going to do all different topics. We don't always tell you what topic's coming up because we don't even know. I can tell you, obviously, like, we're going to be having a Thanksgiving one. We're going to be Thanksgiving/Black Friday. We're going to be having a Christmas one.
Yep.
Probably a New Year's one. So if you have any stories about those, you can start leaving. We basically search. It doesn't matter like when you leave the story. We'll be searching for keywords. And if your story matches the keyword of what we're talking about, like today was school, your story will come up. And if it's a cool story, we'll be sharing it. So
keep them coming.
The number is always in the description of wherever you're listening or watching this. So
yep. And keep them concise because after.
Yeah, try to keep them under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes because it gets cut off under 3 minutes. But you can also text. Yeah. Make sure you write, you know, try to maybe write it out first and then send it. So
it's that was our, what's it called? Suggestion from last time was if you have a story, instead of just winging it on the phone, write it down and then just read it like on your.
Because there's a lot of like good stories, but either the audio is bad, they go in and out, they kind of lose their track of thought. So no pressure. Just write it down and then read it to us, whatever you want to do.
Thank you guys.
Thank you
for hanging out with us for another podcast.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We like doing these. Make sure you leave a review if you have not yet. It helps us out a lot.
Yes, please.
Thank you to our sponsors who keep the podcast going. And as always, no.
And remember.
I never remember.
You never remember.
You're the one that's not
I can remember.
To remember.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
And remember.
Everything is creepy.
Bye-bye.